Hello, Real Housewives of Melbourne fans! Today's episode is all about the Lydiate and Gamble versus Pettifleur and the girls, so you don't want to miss the official after show!
Woo! You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV! And now, let the buzz begin!
La la, la 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 la.
Come on, Angela, you've got a good voice.
You out of my head, boy. Your love is all I'm thinking about.
Well, hello, Real Housewives of Melbourne fans. We are here for AfterBuzz TV's official after show of The Real Housewives of Melbourne. So I am your host, Dan Babic, and you can find me on the Instagram at Dan Babic and find me on the Twitter at DanBabic. With an underscore. And today we finally have Angela in studio with us.
Hey.
Give us a round of applause for Angela.
Thank you, guys. Hey, what's up? I'm Angela Struck. You can find me on Twitter at TheAngelaStruck and on Instagram and Snapchat at Angela Struck.
Hello, everyone. I'm Madison Conklin. You can find me on Twitter at Maddie Says This and then on Instagram at Conklin, C-O-N-K-L-Y-N-N. Still working on fixing that. So, yes, find me there for now.
Awesome. Well, before we like fully get into the episode, ladies, what do we think?
I thought this was actually pretty heavy. There was some dramatic stuff with the baby, Jackie and the baby stuff. And then it seems like a heavy kind of, Pettifleur with her son.
Yeah.
It was just kind of heavy and serious times, but it was great.
It was definitely not like dramatic, like the first, like, oh my God, this happened and they fought and everything. It was more so like, all right, so these like individuals are having conversations and they're like figuring out their shiznit, you know?
Brian and Janet, there were some like serious conversations and things going on.
There was. I actually personally really liked it because I'm like so ADD, so I like things to move fast. It was like this conversation, this conversation, this conversation.
Yeah.
And it kind of started with...
You don't say you're ADD, huh?
No, you don't say that's
what?
But it started off with, you know, Lana.
Yeah.
Jackie's mum coming to Melbourne from Newcastle. Yes, I am good with my Australian geography because
I'm Australian. From Australia.
Yeah, and she's obviously, she wants a baby for Ben and Jackie. So what did you think about that?
I don't know. It's so hard. I thought what she was saying, Jackie, was very true, that there is such pressure put on women, you know, that you have to have a baby or else you're just going to miss out. But, you know, maybe that's their lifestyle. They're a very in love couple.
Yes.
I almost feel like they are a couple that would do well without having a child and could just be happy with one another forever. But I also feel bad for her mother. Well, I mean, they want grandkids.
I got a little misty-eyed because personally, like, my stepmom just became a grandma and she's like so in love with Colton and whatever. But at the same time, again, I agree. Like, they are literally perfect with each other. And, you know, they're just very happy with each other, which is so important because you hear all these things about, like, oh, we lost our love after we had kids. It's like, how, you know? And I don't know. I think they would be great with or without child or children.
Yeah, totally. I think it's totally up to them. And it's always hard for the grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Because she feels that void. And we saw that later with, you know, Pettifleur in the episode.
But she has sons that have grandkids.
Yeah, they were saying that she had a nephew. Yeah. Jackie has a nephew. So I was kind of like, well, they already have grandkids. But I think I think it more so was a mother looking at her daughter saying, I know you'll enjoy this.
Yeah.
And I want this for you. I thought she did a nice job of kind of saying, like, I think this will be great for you, but, you know, also kind of like respecting them and their choices.
Yeah.
She didn't kind of push it too hard.
Well, her husband kind of seems like a little bit of a rocker, like, oh, I don't need like something.
He's Johnny Depp. He's the Australian Johnny
Depp. Like, he doesn't need something tying him down besides his wife. Jackie's already really cool, so it's like, you know, you don't really need like a permanent tie to
totally.
They are.
And it's also a culture thing because Jackie is half Croatian,
right.
And I'm half Croatian as well. So Lana is from Croatia, which is a very small Eastern European country, and it's very big on family. And it is a little bit backward as far as women are concerned, and feminists. It's all about having babies and building a family. So I think that also comes in with it. The generation above our generation, it was all about, you know, the stay-at-home mom and a woman's role is to have the kids, whereas times they are a-changing.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I think you just, like, hit the nail on the head. Like, she's from a country where it's very much, not progressive, where it's like, okay, this is what I do. I have a kid, the blah, blah, blah. I teach my kids to have kids, like, whatever. And Jackie's, you know, in Melbourne, just like, oh, I'm married. Like, I'm having the time of life.
Rockstar.
Yeah, exactly. Rockstar.
Exactly.
You did that perfectly. And then we moved on to our least favorite character. We love to hate Lydia.
Oh, Lydia. You guys, I'm not with you on that.
Oh, really?
I love every single cast member because they're all just, like, crazy. But I love Lydia with her.
With the other show.
And her, like, sexy kinkiness. I think she is so funny.
She is a whore.
And I love
she
Figaro.
She is definitely cheating on her husband.
I love Fig.
Okay, Fig is cute, but he's not a character. So. He's literally just a
dog. He's a character. He was wearing pants. Like, tailored, fitted pants this episode.
Lydia is deaf a little... Skanky doodle dandy, in my opinion.
But I mean, her husband's buying her a Porsche because she likes, you know, she keeps him busy.
Right, she keeps him very busy. Yes. And of course, you know, Johanna, like, can't drive her anywhere because she has to be like, oh, turn left.
Right,
you know what left
right,
is?
Yeah. Left.
Do you know you left from your right? You want to talk about sponges?
I did not like that, though. I mean, listen, she annoys me, but I also still, like, love to watch her.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, when she was in the car telling her, like, left and right, it's kind of like, come on. You, like, give the woman a little bit of respect. Like, it's so condescending.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Well, I think she's... I do think she's not the most beautiful human being on the inside.
Right, no,
but I
yeah.
think she'll also play... She's the bad character.
She's entertaining.
Yes, I think she's putting it on a little bit, and she's trying to be the villain. Mm-hmm. But then she was flirting with the guy that was... What was his name? I think I
Michael, I think. Wasn't it?
The car guy?
The car guy,
I think it was Michael.
He was hot. We were like, woo!
Yeah, she had to go hot and fast. Like...
Oh, she's definitely a little slut, but I love it.
She does own it.
A secret slut, which is not so secret because she's doing it on national television.
But you know, I think Andrew loves it. Like he seems like he just like gets
Andrew's
her
just
way.
Like,
and
you know,
like,
what? Throw money down as long as she's just happy. Like, she'll keep having sex with me, and I'm happy. It's like, ugh.
I think she just has fun with it.
Same. I think it's part of the relationship. I think it almost kind of. Spices up the relationship because she's like, I flirt with anyone. You've got to work for me because look, I'm a flirt.
Keeps it fresh.
Yeah. One thing that isn't so fresh is Petit Fleur's relationship at the start of the episode with all the girls.
Yeah.
So Gina comes down really hard on her, but which I like as a good friend, and kind of says, look, you do come across like you've got a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah.
And you do come across quite aggressive.
Yeah. I thought that was like the best scene I've ever seen Gina in. I felt like she was such a honest, good friend.
Yeah.
She gave her real advice, and it was advice that Petit Fleur really needed to hear.
Yeah.
Like, to say that Petit Fleur is never vulnerable around anybody, and vulnerability is endearing, and it makes people love you, and, like, it's a nice side. You know, she's always, like, as Gina said, like, I don't care, and then just comes back with a mean comment, and it's like, well, that's not a real person, you know? Like, everybody has feelings, yeah, like, be honest, you know? And so I thought that was, like, really great, and I hope Petit Fleur, like, takes it and... you know, to heart and learns from it, because that was like a true friend, I thought.
Yeah. And we really didn't see a lot of Gina this episode. That was like really the only scene she was in.
Man, but you can't miss her in her monochromatic red.
There we go. And that red, like, leather little Cruella de
Vil-ish. Why does she always wear the same color from head to toe?
Because she's Gina, and she's just
Gina,
like,
she's the ultimate drag queen. What I love is we had a bit of an Oprah moment because we loved, I remember me and Maddie were spinning out over a quote when Gina said, raise your argument, not your voice.
Yes!
We're like, we love her! That's a tweet!
That was really good. That was very good. Well, I mean, she's a barrister, a lawyer, so I think that she's probably used that one a lot.
Yeah, and she said, talk about the girls with the girls. Don't do it behind each other's back. Talk about it with the girls.
Yeah, nice try. So they all talk behind everybody's back.
Yeah, which is so, I mean, you know, obviously, it's reality television, so, but she probably just said it to say it, but she's talking about Petit Fleur, talking about the other girls behind their back, you know? So it was just a little...
But she wasn't really gossiping about anybody in that scene. She was just kind of being honest to Petit Fleur that, like, this is how people perceive you and, like, you know,
you need
work
to
on
it.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've even noticed like a few times in my life, like I'm a straight shooter. I say what I say behind your back, I say your face.
Right.
But I've even noticed a few times because I am such a reality TV junkie.
Yes.
I'm like, oh my God, if I was on a reality show, I'd be fucked right now.
Right.
Because I'm totally just like, that person. But then you can get away with it because you're not on a reality show.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, naughty. I've told them something I shouldn't.
Right.
We've all done it. And I always think, oh, I'm so glad I'm not on a reality TV show right now because I would be busted.
But don't you think they do it intentionally? Because, I mean, that stirs up the drama. I mean, that's the show. Like, if she doesn't go tell the drama to gamble, then, like, there's no confrontation and there's no bum, bum, bum. So
there's you no kind of gamble. Need that.
Yeah.
Because as much as we like Chica, she's a bit of a Switzerland. She has admitted that. She doesn't
Chica.
You know, Chica, yeah.
Chica, I love her. She's so cute.
Oh, my gosh. Her and her husband are so cute. Oh my
God. Actually, her husband actually had a lot of gay rumors in Australia.
I can see that.
I'm not sure if you guys can see that. Because American men actually tend to be a bit more masculine than Australian men tend to be a bit more masculine than American men.
But they
men.
Wear a lot shorter shorts and swimsuits than American
they
men.
They do. But so I wasn't sure if you guys noticed.
Totally I've always sensed that.
Yeah.
I've always sensed that. They seem to me like best friends, which is fine. Listen, it works for them. Like, whatever. I'm not going to judge people's relationships, but like, I definitely think he's gay.
You do?
Yeah.
I haven't seen enough of it yet, so I have the worst radar ever. So.
Well, when you think, you know, you don't want to be stereotypical, but, you know, it is event planning, so it is a particular more feminine job, and a lot of gay guys work in that industry.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. No, they just seem also, like, they don't have, like, a sexual chemistry.
No,
they don't have a spice
friends.
There.
They're best friends.
I know,
friends.
But that's what I'm saying, but then that's what
you
I'm saying. They're best friends.
Your best
like,
friend. It's just awkward.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of an agreement on the side, but he just kind of goes off and does his little thing.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of, I think he loves
little
her.
Thing. Oh, yes. Oh,
but,
yes.
Yeah, but sometimes there's a bit of, you know, a bit
I
of.
I just don't see them, you know.
Well, they did.
Getting freaky. I just feel like they seem like
the last
they like.
Time they did anything.
Yeah. So, I'm with you on that. But then we obviously, you know, Gina kind of said, you know, you need to show your emotions, be more vulnerable.
Yeah.
And then ask and you shall receive because we see Pettiflora and her son have their moment.
Yeah.
Yes. But I loved how he was so, like, very defiant. Just, you wanted us out and we realized
definitive,
that.
Yeah, like about how he.
And this
yeah.
is what we're doing. And she was like, I want you to come back home. He was like, that's not a good idea. Because,
like. But it's fine when they're together, yeah.
Exactly. And he's not going to learn how to clean up after himself if he's at home and mom and the maids are doing it.
I don't really get. I mean, they always say, like, mothers and their sons. Like, I think they just, like, you know, let the guy grow up. He's got a woman. He's definitely full grown. Like, he should be, I don't know, maybe that's more America, though, because I do feel like Australia, it's more typical that people, like, live at home longer.
Oh, much longer. Yeah, yeah.
But in America, like, a guy his age should be
out the door.
Doing, you know, kind of fending for himself, and it's a little weird if he's not. Like, you know, so I thought it was good that he was, like, no, I'm not coming back. Mm-hmm. I love you. We can work on our relationship and be close, but, like, I'm not moving back in with mommy.
In Australia, it's normal to stay with your family until you're about 26.
Yeah.
Really?
Because I think the way that the Australian mentality is, well, the Australian dream is to own your own house.
Yeah.
Whereas, just to be honest, with our minimum wage is a lot higher.
Yeah.
So it's possible for people to own their own house, whereas the minimum wage in America, it's actually not really a realistic thing for people to own their own houses as much. So people say, instead of paying off someone else's mortgage, pay off your own mortgage. So get your degree, get your you know, the average wage after college is like $50,000, where it's like $30,000 in the US, $20,000 more. So say, stay home, after college, work 2 years, then you've got your deposit for a house.
Yeah.
And that's what people do.
Yeah.
Because pay off someone.
Which is
off,
actually very smart. I mean, you know, if you can, like, stay at. I think, too, in America, though, people. Because it's so vast, like, people are, like, so spread out, you know, a lot of people go to college, so they're not in the same town working, you know, it was where their parents are living.
Yeah.
So I think that's also part of it, you know, whereas I think in Australia, just my understanding that most people kind of stay in one area. So it makes sense then. Okay, well, I'll just crash with mom and dad until I save up enough money to buy a place or whatever.
Yeah, and our college is not the same as your college.
Yeah.
Like, you go to college and then you leave. Like, you just, you go there for class and then you leave. Like, I only had 6 hours of contact time when I went to college in Australia.
Right. Yeah.
We don't have sororities. I didn't even know anyone in my classes. Yeah.
This makes me so giddy. It just brings me back to the old days.
Yes.
But
brings you back to the good old
days.
But yeah, I really did. That's a lot of things that mothers struggle with, even though my mom's struggling with it right now, is when everyone leaves the nest, you're like, who am I, what am I meant to do? Because you're identified with being a mother for so long.
Yeah.
Can we go speaking, like, out of the nest is Janet and her ex.
Yeah.
She kind of flew the coop because her ex was cheating on her openly.
Yeah.
And then she has dinner with him. They catch up and he's very just like, you're not going to like what I have to tell you. And then, you know, whatever. Was that so weird? Or, I mean, my parents are divorced and they would never have dinner one-on-one together. Wait,
but this is why, guys. She's on an international television show saying that he is cheating on her. And he's trying to meet women probably now. And they're probably like, you're a cheater, you're a dog. And he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Janet, let's get lunch and let me clear my name on national television or international television.
Totally. Yeah,
like,
But still, he seemed very thirsty. He was very much like, I never did you wrong.
Well, he's got children and stuff. And I think for her to be saying these things and them hearing it, then they're like, Dad, you know, why were you such a jerk? Like,
well,
you know,
I think
she was totally right. I think he definitely cheated on her. Like, once a cheater, always a cheater in my book. And, like, I just feel like he probably did, but he's just now wanting to, like, clear his name. He's like, no, no, we broke up back in September. It's like,
but
just because in your mind
like,
you had
January.
Switched off the relationship doesn't mean that you had communicated to her that things were over. Just because you stopped feeling it, like, doesn't mean that you know, you started filing for a divorce and doing, you know, taking the measures to say I'm no longer in a relationship monogamous with you.
But do you know what? I kind of, in a weird way, semi-support him because, okay, if you're, no, okay, look.
Of course the guy does.
No, because this is what I think. Okay, do you know what? Because you don't know how things, you never know what's going on behind closed doors.
Right.
And if you have been monogamous for 17 years, really committed, and you know it's finishing, kind of just like, oh, fuck it. It's literally ending. Even though we haven't officially, like, it's literally ending. Like, fuck it. Like, I don't care. It was September, officially January. Kind of like, I'm out of here. Like, I'm done. Like, I even know before, even when changing schools, I changed schools when I was in high school. Before I officially changed schools, I stopped giving a fuck. I wasn't doing a thing. I know I haven't technically changed schools yet, but I'm like, oh, fuck it, you know,
but
like, it doesn't matter.
But I thought that he's still living in the house and everything, and like, I don't think it was monogamous for 17 years.
Maybe, yeah, but that's, we don't know.
While she was recovering from plastic surgery, he was just having the time of his life while she was all bandaged up, like, oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm in the next room, babe.
We don't know,
but
yeah. But I think if it's ending and you just kind of, fuck, like, you just don't care anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, like, I feel you.
Not
I got
you.
Yeah.
You gotta think she did, too. You know, she probably had some fun.
Oh,
but
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. I feel like she was probably pretty in love with him, though. And, like,
maybe
now I feel like now she's like, you know what?
They totally shagged after that, didn't they?
Yeah.
They probably totally hooked up after that.
Oh, I didn't think so. Really?
You don't think? It's Janet. I think she went.
Oh,
about,
I actually don't think
right,
she
well,
did. Yeah, but one thing
let's have some
I think she actually she's down for it if it's like just physical and fun. But I don't think I think that would be too messy for her.
Okay.
Yeah. One thing that a lot of because I being from Melbourne, I know a lot of what their characters are like in real life and what people view them as. But she was viewed as a very solid marriage.
That's what I would
think.
She
was like a very apparently great mom. A really committed to him.
I think she would be like perfect little housewife, like cooking and cleaning and sweet and monogamous and everything. And now I think she's like, you know what? I did that. I'm done with it and it didn't work. And now I'm going to have fun.
Yeah.
Because she didn't know how to bake. I mean, she went to Susie's house and didn't know how to bake. She was like, as
but
long
she
as
said
I can
she
eat.
Was cooking for him. And she's
she
like,
did?
I was cooking,
oh.
making
Maybe
your meals
was, like,
and doing your wash.
Microwavables.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. But one thing that we saw happen was. It all come to fruition with the whole Lydia and Petit Fleur thing when the ladies went out to go and buy Gamble a wedding present.
Mm. Yes.
At Pottery Barn. By the way, they were acting like Pottery Barn was so posh.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think in Australia it's...
Hey, in my opinion, it is very
expensive.
First of all, I do like Pottery Barn, but I also do think, isn't it the thing that like, you know... American things in like Australia,
much cooler. Yeah.
So I bet that's like the very cool American interior design store.
It is, but it's probably like it's expensive, but it's not like, you know, those type of women. It's not
like Ralph Lauren or like a higher end
no.
interior
not
design.
What they spend on clothes on a day, like a shirt.
It's not Restoration Hardware, even. You know, it's Pottery Barn. Yeah.
Yeah. Chica, you should have gotten a nicer wedding present.
Oh, Chica.
Yeah.
I love her. She can do no wrong in my book.
But where were they getting the shampoo? Like, how did they always have champagne?
Like,
they're in the middle of
a drink and
Pottery Barn.
They're literally two
steps
from they were and they had champagne. I was like, you did not.
They actually do that. They do that as well in LA. And,
what?
And,
where?
And
please
in,
tell
all
me
the
all
high-end
stores.
I
mean, some, high end, but I wouldn't think in Pottery Barn. That's what I mean.
Yeah, it would surprise you. Yeah, because I know even when Topshop opened in Melbourne, I love Topshop and love Topman. So it opened in, I don't even know when, I was living there. And same thing, they hold a record Apple Store, everything. The works.
Hmm? What?
Yeah, because it's like, you know, coming here and like, oh, this is new. This
but
is
that
special.
Was like a grand opening, I'm assuming, right?
Wow. Yeah, Pottery Barn hasn't been there that long, though. It's only been there like a year. So I remember for like a good couple of years they had the drinks.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. It is interesting. And then we obviously, so we had Chica, Susie... I'm trying to think who else was there.
Gamble and then Lydia
showed up later.
And,
Lydia showed up later.
At Pottery Barn?
Yeah, later, yeah. Because what happened was, then Susie said, by the way, just between us three,
right.
I've had history with her, don't trust her. Yeah. I feel like she's trying to cause drama.
Right.
And be on your side so she can get back with Gina. Right. And Lydia arrives, Gamble says to Lydia, guess what?
Susie
just said all this.
Talking smack.
So then we have a one-on-one with Susie. And good old Lydia, and then Susie then tries to throw Chica under the bus a little bit. And, but then, they have a bit of a one-on-one.
What did you think of that? I mean, I thought that Susie just has a vendetta and she's, like, just trying to go after Lydia. Like, I don't think that... I think Lydia likes to stir the pot, but I don't think she was doing that to get in Gina's good graces. Do you?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Really?
I think, especially career-wise out of the show, Gina's done the best.
Mm.
So she's got a perfume line, she's got books, she's got fashion line. So she's the only one...
So we don't know what's going on in Aussie.
Yeah, so she's been voted the favorite pretty much. And then, so I think she's trying to jump on that whole bandwagon of being a mogul because she started her blog.
Mm-hmm.
And, because...
are we talking about Lydia?
Yeah.
Starting a blog is so hard.
But yeah, I think she's a shit stirrer. Yeah, but obviously, so we found out, like, about. Susie later has had issues with, you know, Lydia ruining her name across Melbourne and saying that she's sleeping with married women. So that's
everyone in Melbourne.
Everyone in Melbourne. I can't even do it. Yeah. What did you think of that? Are you team Lydia or are you team.
No, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Ew, no. Lydia, goodbye, girl. No, ever. No. I think she's a conniving snake. I do not like her at all. She will definitely stab you in the back, and she will twist it, and she'll pull it out, and then she'll be like, oh, it's healed. Okay, let me do it again.
But we don't know Susie yet at all. I've seen Susie, she's sitting there talking about people and situations she doesn't know anything about.
No, she was asked about the Lydia situation, and she started talking about it.
No,
she did
but
not.
She then, she's like saying, like, you and Petit Fleur, like, don't get, like, she then started, like, I don't know.
Girls do that all the time, Angela. We're like, oh, I don't really like her, but did you see how, like, that happened? And I kind of feel like this happens with so-and-so. And
yeah, but I don't know. I don't think either of them are right, Susie or Lydia. I think they're both kind of after each other. And, like, I don't know. I don't trust Lydia. But, like, I didn't think it was cool that Susie's just, like, walking in and being like, oh, this is the whole situation and I don't trust you. But I mean, I guess they have a history, so.
Yeah, I just thought it was unacceptable to her to do the whole Shane Warne thing. I thought that was very rude because she was trying to ruin the marriage.
Yeah.
That was hitting below the belt.
That's what
but
I mean.
She's resentful and she's got some revenge she wants to get.
Yeah.
But I thought that was wrong with her, but I do think it's actually wise of her to let the other girls know. Look, this is my experience with her, but take it, this is what I've been through. But just be careful. Rather than maybe force it as much,
she's
just saying, this was just my experience with her. This is just the truth. But I just want to give you the heads up.
I'm saying. I felt like she's like really pushing it and like forcing her opinions on other people. It's like, you know, you should just be like, you know what? This is what I have experienced with her. Hasn't been the best, you know, loyal friend to me. She's done these things. But like, you know, decide for yourself. Whereas I felt like it was like, she's the worst person ever. She ruined my marriage. Which also, I'm sorry, but like, you know, I'm married. Nobody's going to go around and my husband start believing rumors like that. Yeah. Like if you start saying like I'm cheating on him, you'd be like, that's stupid. Like I know my wife. Like, so like in what world could Lydia just start making up things and there be no validity to it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where there's smoke, there's fire. I'm not saying, but like they did get divorced and like, I don't know.
She probably did get with the married man, maybe by mistake, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I think Gamble was like, whoa, I didn't believe, because it's, when it's almost like, we kind of talk about like a hardcore vegan, a hardcore Christian, the hardcore breastfeeding mums.
Right.
You got to breastfeed. It's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
You got to be Christian, you got to join our church, it's like, fuck off, you got to be vegan. On their
soapbox.
Yes. Yeah. I think it was a bit like that, she's like, oh.
Yeah. Like, whoa, too aggressive.
Yeah. And then we went too much. Horse riding.
Oh, yeah. Good sound effect. I like that.
What did you think about that, Maddie?
I mean, overall, like, it was a good little experience for everyone. You know, they got to, like, be with the girls and, you know, crack a few jokes here and there. From that, I took away I really liked Jackie because she made the most, like, perverted jokes and it was really funny to me.
What about Petty Fleur's outfit?
Oh, well, her and Susie. Or, yeah.
Well, Susie at least looked cute, and she looked like a legitimate writer.
Like little
Petty
jockeys.
Fleur had her hair like she was like Princess Fiona.
Yeah, that's true.
And like her pink gloves, and I mean, she's just always playing a role, you know? Just,
yeah, like, that's calm a it good down. Point, Angela. Yeah. She's always playing a role, so yeah. Maybe that's why you
like at the gym.
Her.
She's like the gym person. Now she's like and a horseback yeah. rider, yeah. And. I did not like how she said she was going to make the horse into glue. It's just not...
That's weird.
Not
that
in good taste. It's
out.
A bad joke. Yeah. I mean, I know she's joking, but I don't find it funny. Like, I'm a huge animal advocate, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that, and I didn't like when she said that her and Susie were the only ones that were the
that
correct
was,
weight range.
Yeah. Yeah, all those girls are gorgeous and skinny as, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camera adds 10 pounds, people. Just
it does,
so you know.
Yeah. Because, you know... For example, Lydia, I think she could do with
she's
a few.
She's a little chunk.
She's
doing that
sexy.
Marilyn Monroe, like, plus size,
she's
like,
trying.
Sexual,
she is
voluptuous.
Trying.
Like,
she's trying.
Yeah.
She's not
That's
doing
what she's
it.
Going
she's
for,
trying.
I think. Yeah, I think, it's, no, as I said, I don't like to attack women in their sizes. I think
exactly.
Everyone, but it's just funny. I think when someone is, we spoke about it last week, when someone's whole life
yeah.
is what they look like,
mm-hmm.
that's all she does. I think then you can throw a bit of a jab because you...
That's a good point. Yeah. I like that because it's true. Like, yeah. She's flaunting her sexual nature. It's all about, like, how she looks. And, yeah, if you're going to put yourself out there like that.
Yeah, if you're going to base your whole life, you know, for example, when people, like, someone, like, people, you know, will say, you know, attack Kim Kardashian for what she looks like.
Yeah.
That's her whole life. What she
yeah.
looks. So she obviously cares so much about what her look. I feel like you can go there because
mm-hmm.
That's her career. That's her life. That's what she.
It's like their work of art, and we're commenting on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's
like,
a work of art. Yeah, exactly. So I think you are, but it's different if you know if
you're not. Yeah, you're just a normal person, and you're yeah. You
yeah.
don't want to be judged for that.
But yeah.
yeah,
she's on the Real Housewives. Like she wants. It's
she
all about
wants
her look.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, that's a good point. I like that.
Yeah, and one thing I did appreciate over Petty Fleur, which we saw the more human side, is she used to walk 20 kilometers home from work. Which is 12 and a
from
half...
From school.
From school, sorry. Yeah. 12 and a half miles as a child.
Dang. Okay, see, I didn't... I was like, I don't know.
How
is 20 kilometers?
Yeah, I'm thinking like, ugh.
12, that's literally
I think that's like
marathon.
That story that like my grandpa told.
Yeah.
He's like, I walked uphill both ways to school. Like,
yeah.
12 miles as 12 a child.
And a half. 12
your
and a half.
Feet would be... blistered like that. That doesn't even make any
like
sense.
Like how? I don't even know. How long would it take to? I didn't have my phone. Oh, there
it is. Oh, it would take like 4 hours.
Yeah,
to walk
oh, that's
so
not. I think that's an utter lie. I think
okay,
it's
yeah.
an
I think
utter
so too.
Fabrication.
She
like
walked
maybe she
two
walked
miles.
Like a mile.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, 12
and
a half
and
miles.
A half
that's
miles.
A conversion. 20 kilometers is 12.4 miles to be exact.
Oh my!
That's
God.
Crazy.
Yeah, no.
See,
way.
That's my
she
problem with her. She just makes
home
stuff
from
up
right now.
Yeah, yeah.
She literally makes stuff up. Like
yeah.
I just, you know, she's told her son this guy at this, and he believes it. Like, no,
yeah.
that doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah.
Well, and it's funny. Obviously, we don't know the backstory, but you know, he's like, "You've raised me and my brothers, plural." It's like, who the hell are the brothers? Why have we not met them? Where are they living?
I think we have
they...
on past seasons.
Yeah.
We saw the brothers.
Okay, well, I'm talking about this season. So we've only met Nathan, I think, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
his name, and he got kicked out or whatever. So it's like, okay, so why are you treating him differently than the other ones? Maybe he's the oldest.
That's what
know.
She said. She was like, you're my firstborn, so.
Okay.
You know, I think it's just the first one that's leaving. It's very sobering to be like, oh, wow,
28,
they're all going to
so
kind of
the first one that's leaving.
Take
like,
this.
Back to back, how many?
No, I agree. I mean,
the,
I think
what is
yeah.
the age
like,
range between these kids?
Yeah.
One thing that Gina got on Petty Fleur's back about in the previous seasons was, because she talks about being a self-made woman.
Yeah.
You know, well... Gina is a self-made woman, but she came from a family of money.
Right.
Okay.
But Chica is a self-made woman. Mm-hmm. But she was like, what has Petty Fleur actually done? Because she's had
yeah.
a lot of marriages. So she just, mm-hmm. She's in real estate now. But
switch the beach.
Yes. Which I don't actually know.
No,
she hasn't
does.
Really exactly, she said through real estate, but there's been a few marriages, but.
I think she's married well.
Yeah.
Numerous times.
Yeah.
I need to take a and note out of her book because I need to find a rich guy. How the hell do they do that? They just go from guy to guy that happen to be super rich every time.
That's funny.
Guess you got to be in that circle.
Yeah, I know. So
Petty Fleur,
kind of crazy. Well, even you know, same with Gamble. She, the only time, the only reason she has got money is because she has constantly got.
But she owns it. She owns she's like, yeah. I'm, you know, I am a trophy wife and I am proud of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Petit Fleur, I just think she's like hitting it too hard with like, I've made my money on my own and I don't believe it for 2 seconds.
No.
I think someone that does, well, they always say if a, Lisa Vanderpump always says this from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I'm not a huge Lisa fan, but I love this quote. She says,
"Love pump,
love pump, great, great bar. But if a money box is full and you shake it, it doesn't make a lot of noise,
right?
But if a money box has got a few coins in there and shakes, exactly. it tends to make a noise 100%. Because a bit of the self-conscious vibes. Mm-hmm. Because if you've got a lot, if you're worth hundreds of millions, self-made, you don't have to prove it. You just are. Exactly. Same as if you're, you know, we see in LA, I'm an actor, I'm an actress. Mm-hmm. Usually that means you're a waiter,
right?
Or you work in a restaurant or you're a retail assistant. Right. But if you really are an actor, an actress." You don't have to introduce yourself. Exactly. Everyone knows.
Yeah.
You've got nothing to prove. Whereas exactly. those people that are self-conscious and are still in decline.
Very true.
Are trying to, yeah.
Uh-huh. I hear love you, that. I watch Lisa Vanderpump. I've never heard that quote. And that's I love that quote. That's great. Yeah. It's exactly that. I just feel like she's like trying to prove too much and be like, I am this person. I want you to believe me to be.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, just like, you know, be yourself.
Totally. Well, I grew up in a city 45 minutes away from Melbourne called Geelong. And we had two high schools there called Geelong College and Geelong Grammar. So Geelong College was $15,000 a year, about $12,000 to $15,000 a year. Geelong Grammar was about $50,000 to $60,000 a year.
Holy mm-hmm. moly.
So
wow.
And for the most part, the Geelong Grammar people you would meet, you would never know they have money. They don't talk about it. Mm. But the Geelong College people, yeah, cool. that's all they ever spoke about was money and what they had because they're trying to pretend, you know.
Exactly. So where'd you go?
I didn't go to either. I went to Christian College. Yeah.
okay.
Yeah, so that's that. But back to the horse riding.
Yes.
That's where we actually saw a little bit of Jackie get in there and say, just so you know, girls.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
spoken about every single one of you behind your back.
What did she say? She's like, you that would was be a perfect
Jackie
horror.
Impression.
Horror,
just like, so you know, girls. They've talked about you.
yeah.
That was good.
Who's okay, your favorite? Who are we liking so far?
It's like asking my favorite child. I love, like, they're all just so eccentric and over the top and amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've loved me some Chica.
Yeah,
she's just like so. I love how Chica like is like the nice girl, but then she'll give some zingers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I don't know. I mean, I love Jackie because she's married to a rock star and he's the Johnny Depp and like.
But he's so not like he's really nothing in the world.
Yeah. And what happened to La Mascara?
Well, yeah, she was all about La Mascara.
And here she's like making these mocktails, and she's just to die for. I love her. Yeah. I love Lydia because she's just so crazy. I'm just like, what are you doing next?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. They're all
Janet's probably one of my least.
Janet's nose I cannot get over. It's too like you see straight up into her brain.
She's
whenever
had
she
too
talks,
much
like,
work done.
Yeah.
And her hair is too flat to her head.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
It makes it look even more harsh. Her features.
Yeah.
And I just feel like she really stirs the pot and sometimes is like a bit. Like takes a little too far with how mean spirited she can get sometimes, and I don't like that. But I think she's also been burned, so I think that's why.
Chica, number one, always. Girl, you slay. Gina, two. Three, Jackie. Jackie's getting into the second place because I love her honesty, and I love how open she is about her sexuality with her husband, which is so amazing. She's like, kids, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I guess third would be Jackie getting into second. And then fourth would have to be Susie because she calls people on their BS. Well, she's calling at least Lydia.
I love Gamble, too. I forgot. Gamble, I love.
I'm not a Gamble.
Gamble
I'm not,
is the friend that you need because it makes you feel smarter. She's like, that's right. It's like, duh.
I like how Gamble sticks up for herself, though, too. Like, she tells it like it is, too, and she'll be like, that's not nice or whatever. She, like, really just, like, says it. And I also just love her because she's just, like, doing her. Like, she's not, like, comparing herself to others. She's just like, this is me and my wolf pack and, like,
she's just
me
and my
wedding planner. Like, I'm happy. And like, I'm sorry that you're not, but, like,
I'm
not, you know. I'm not going to feel bad about it.
I like that. And then to finish it off, we obviously just saw Lydia blogging and all of that.
She's like, it's so hard.
She pretty much just said to Gamble that, no, I would talk about Gina if I was trying to get in with Gina, but I don't buy it. But then we saw a bit of a promo to next week.
Yes.
And it looks like the girls are going for it against Lydia. And Jackie said, what did she say? Something about her. I've got it written down. Or Jackie.
Oh.
Pička, which means the sea bomb in Croatian. So she's pretty much...
That's a big one.
She pretty much called her that. But let's go into predictions. I'm ready for that, and then let's wrap up.
All right. And now, your After Buzz TV
predictions. So, Maddie.
Oh, God.
Predictions? I'm going to go with you first, yeah.
I know, right? Okay. I predict that everyone's going to gang up on Lydia and shit's going to go down. That's the worst prediction ever.
But sorry. I think that's a good prediction. It's probably going to happen,
It's a general one. I can't be too specific.
Yeah.
All right, I agree with that, but I do think Gamble will have her back. I think Gamble and her together.
You think Gamble's really going to go, like, support Lydia?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think she'll definitely support her. I think she feels
after
like
they had really that close. Mass. Well, it was her and Petty.
No, yeah, no. I think she'll definitely support her. But I also think that Gamble's wedding is going to be a disaster because of this wedding planner.
Yeah, not because of the wedding planner, because of Gamble. And the wedding planner is like, all right, let's tone it back. She's like, think Chinese. Okay, sorry.
So that's that. But I also think what's going to happen is Lydia's almost going to get her way because Gamble's going to have her back. And then Gamble's going to say, Gina, because you give such good advice, just do lunch with Lydia and hear her out. She needs some real talk, some girl talk.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they're going to be like, okay, let me do it.
And then she got what she wanted in the end. See, she's a mastermind. But I think it's time to wrap. So, starting with Maddie, because we always like to start with Maddie. Tell our beautiful viewers and our listeners where they can find you.
Oh, Dan, you're too much. Thank you, guys, everyone. I am Madison Conklin. You can find me on Twitter at Maddie Says This, and then on Instagram at Conklin, C-O-N-K-L-Y-N-N, and Angela.
Hey, you can find me on Twitter at TheAngelaStruck, and on Instagram and Snapchat at AngelaStruck.
Oh, that's so nice. And guys, I've got to say, I won't be here next week because I am in London.
Cry.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo. But I'll be back the week after that. And you can find me on Instagram at Dan Babic and on the Twitter at Dan Babic with an underscore. It's been a great week and I will see you in 2 weeks. But until then, buzz you later. Bye.
Bye, guys. Thanks so much for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.